This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday ordered 50 million barrels of oil released from the Strategic Reserve to help bring down energy costs in coordination with other major energy-consuming nations, including China, India, and Britain. The move is aimed at global energy markets, but also at voters who are coping with higher inflation and rising prices ahead of Thanksgiving and winter holiday travel in the United States. The Biden administration has argued that the supply of oil has not kept pace with demand as the global economy emerged from the pandemic, and the reserve is the right tool to help ease the problem. The decision comes after weeks of diplomatic negotiations, and the release will be done in cooperation with other nations. Japan and South Korea are also participating. A top U.S. diplomat said Tuesday he was worried that military developments in Ethiopia were getting in the way of efforts to stop the escalation of the country's year-long conflict. On returning from a trip to Ethiopia, U.S. Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman told reporters he and other diplomats were trying to achieve a de-escalation and ceasefire between the Ethiopian federal government and forces led by the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front. TPLF says its fighters are defense forces. The federal government says TPLF is a designated terrorist group. Feltman said the talks had made progress, but acknowledged that both sides remain poised for more clashes. You can find more on this and all of the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. This is VOA News. At least 19 people, including 9 security force members, have been killed during an attack by suspected extremists in Burkina Faso. This, according to the government's press agency on Tuesday. The attack Sunday in the center-north region also injured a staff member from the aid group Doctors Without Borders and burned down a healthcare center, according to the organization. The attack is the latest in escalating violence linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State across Burkina Faso that's killed thousands and displaced more than 1.4 million people. Frustration is mounting at the government's inability to stem the violence, with protests planned for November 27th to demand President Marc Christian Kabore's resignation. The top U.S. and Russian generals spoke by phone on Tuesday as tensions along the Russian-Ukrainian border appeared to reach new highs. Both Washington and Moscow quickly issued readouts of the call. The U.S. statement said the two generals discussed several security-related issues of concern. It also said both sides had agreed to keep details of Tuesday's call private. The conversation follows heightened concern about what the U.S. and NATO repeatedly have described as unusual activity by Russian forces along Russia's border with Ukraine and Crimea. Ukrainian intelligence estimates have put the number of Russian troops along the border at about 90,000. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said Tuesday that diplomatic efforts with Turkey and Middle Eastern nations have helped ease the situation at the Polish border with Belarus, but he said there are also signs the crisis will not come to a swift end. Poland and the European Union have for weeks accused the government of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko of weaponizing migrants, largely from Africa, the Middle East, and Afghanistan, by inviting them to enter Belarus and taking them to the Polish border, sometimes by force. Polish and European leaders believe the action is payback by Lukashenko for sanctions that the EU imposed over human rights violations during Belarusian presidential elections last year. Lukashenko denies those allegations. Almost 100 Libyans, including divisive politicians and warlords from the past decade of violence, have registered as presidential candidates for an election that poses the biggest challenge yet to a UN-backed peace initiative. Libya's Electoral Commission said Tuesday it'll take about 2 weeks to finalize the list of eligible candidates after any legal challenges to the 98 people who have registered for the vote, which is to take place on December 24th. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.